That means that it's important for teachers to be recognized as the most important quality factor when it comes to a school education. And we need to tell them at least once a year, not to say on a daily basis, that we, the civil society, parents, families, NGOs, international organizations and ministries and the like, really support what they are doing.
Now, why is this so important to be told that, you know, you really are crucial to everybody's lives?
Well, for a number of reasons. The most important one is that in many countries, teachers still work in very hard conditions. It's not the salary the main reason why they decided to become teachers. Most of them decided to become teachers because they thought that way they could contribute to the improvement of the society, of the country, of the community where they live. So it's very important for them to be somehow socially recognized as change agents and as people that can bring, you know, an important component of what's going to be better future for a number of children, particularly for young girls.
Now, you mentioned that despite the poor conditions that many teachers around the world work in, they really get their gratitude and their satisfaction out of preparing students for the future. Could you tell us, where in the world do we see the most acute teacher shortages?
Well, according to the UNESCO statistics, if we were to reach the Education for All goals by 2015, we would still be in need of 1.7 million teachers. But the good news is that this situation has somehow improved in just 1 year, because last year, when we did the same research, we found that we were in need of more than 2 million teachers. So in a way, in just 1 year, there has been a lot of effort, and it has resulted in much more reduced teacher shortages. Nevertheless, we are still having a lot of trouble in countries, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa, but also in Haiti, and as well as in a number of Asian countries, where we are still struggling not only to get teachers getting their salaries and actually working, but actually improving the working conditions in which they have to operate.
And does UNESCO have any recommendations for how we can improve the conditions for teachers worldwide?
Absolutely. The World Teachers' Day is not just a UNESCO thing. It's a kind of a celebration that we share also with other important stakeholders when it comes to the teaching profession. And I would like to mention in particular the ILO, as well UNDP, and of course Education International, which is the largest teacher organization worldwide. And I think that the four of us have somehow agreed to say that teachers deserve a holistic approach. And that means that we cannot only look at the teaching profession and its problems from an economic perspective. We have to look at that also from a social perspective, from a cultural perspective, and also from a policy perspective. And on top of that, I would like to say that money is important, but is not enough. And that's precisely what justifies the motto of this year. I mean, we still need a lot of money, a lot of resources, but we need also trust our teachers and support them on a daily basis.
I always end my interviews by asking the interviewee, is there anything further they think our listeners should know about the issue?
Well, I think that maybe in this year, what is important, what makes a difference in the World Teachers' Day celebration is that UNESCO is using this opportunity to launch its new strategy for teachers. And it has a number of components intended to guide our operations in the field, but also to provide, you know, new sources of knowledge, particularly in important areas like how teachers can be assessed, supported, and in the increasingly important role of school leaders.